Welcome to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. And it is Friday, and here on the show, that means it's Product Review Friday. It's a great day to talk about some new products that you might not be aware of. I'm going to review them here on this show independently, objectively. I don't have any financial stake in any of the products that I'm going to comment on here. And these are nutritional products, most of them. Some are superfoods. Occasionally, I'll review a green living product, you know, like a natural body care or a natural soap or a natural shampoo, something along those lines. But today, I have some foods, some superfoods, some health foods for you. And we're going to start in this segment with a fruit bar that I found about a year ago at a trade show. And I talked to this company. They're doing some really incredible things. It's called the Bear Fruit Bar, and bear like the animal, B-E-A-R, Bear Fruit Bar. And this is an organic fruit bar, and you might say, well, what's interesting about a fruit bar? How could this be interesting? Well, check this out. You know how a lot of fruit bars have a lot of chemical-sounding ingredients, different additives, preservatives to give them shelf life? Well, this fruit bar, check this out. Here are the ingredients. Organic apples, organic apple concentrate, and organic cherry concentrate. That's it. Three ingredients. Apples, apple concentrate, and cherry concentrate. That is a simple bar. Now you might say, well, how does it work? How can it stay on the shelf without the chemical additives and preservatives that are usually found in other bars? How does this bar have any kind of shelf life and not spoil? The answer is, it's manufactured using a new technology licensed from the USDA. Believe it or not, I know it sounds strange, but the USDA has a division that's involved in some interesting research about manufacturing low moisture content fruit concentrates. And they've used this technology to make this bar without any chemicals whatsoever. So unlike typical fruit bars that are really just candy bars, mostly made with apple juice, with artificial flavors often and artificial colors. I mean, that's what you find in a lot of the other fruit bars on the market these days. This bar, the Bear Fruit Bar, is made with only three ingredients, no additives, no preservatives, no junk. Now the problem is, you can't find this bar in retail stores yet, but you can find it online. Let me give you the website address here. It's www.morfoods.com. That's morfoods.com, but there's no E in that, so it's morfoods.com. And again, I don't have any financial stake in this company. I don't earn anything from recommending this product, but I love this bar. I've actually taken these traveling with me. You can take them on an airplane or on a road trip, and they have a number of different flavors, which have different fruits in them. So there's one, let me grab one here. It's organic apple blueberry. And the first one was organic apple cherry, and they have a third one that's just organic apple. Now, why is this interesting? Because these fruits are medicinal. Blueberries and cherries in particular are medicinal. What do I mean by that? Well, they contain their own natural plant-based medicines. So blueberries, for example, have the effect of lowering high cholesterol. Did you know that? They do it, in fact, better than statin drugs. Now, I'm not saying that this bar replaces your statin drug, but if you eat enough blueberries, it does have the effect of balancing your cholesterol, which, under the supervision of a qualified healthcare practitioner, may allow you to safely transition off of those dangerous pharmaceuticals that you might be using right now to control your cholesterol. Because wouldn't it be nice to just control your cholesterol with food instead of dangerous, expensive pharmaceuticals with negative side effects? I mean, some of those pharmaceuticals have side effects that include death. It's a pretty common side effect and kind of a drastic one too, I think you might agree. No one has ever been killed by blueberries, all right? You've never looked in the newspaper and seen the obituary column and seen death by blueberries. It doesn't happen. You can eat all the blueberries you want, and the only thing you're going to do is get full and increase your antioxidants. You cannot die by eating too many blueberries. Believe me. I've tried it. Yeah, it doesn't work. You just get full. Now, cherries, too, are also medicine. Now, cherries contain a natural anti-inflammatory medicine, which works better than arthritis drugs at relieving arthritis pain and inflammation. Cherries also, by the way, eliminate gout. Did you know that? Yeah, they do. They're real medicine. And there are many cherry products on the market, and I actually recommend lots of them. There are many companies that I recommend. Another cherry bar is made by a company called Fruit Fast, which you can find online at www.fruitfast.com, spelled just like it sounds, FRUITFAST.com. That's another good choice for a cherry bar. But this one's great too, the Bare Fruit Bar Organic Apple Cherry that you can find at morfoods.com. So this is something that's worth knowing about. Now, if you want to give healthy food to your children and you don't want to buy the junk food bars that they have at the grocery store or even some of the junk that's sold at the health food store, because not everything there is healthy, by the way, in case you didn't know that. Some of it's still junk. There's a lot of good stuff there. There's some great, outstanding stuff there, but some of it is still junk. So if you really want something that's honest, that's healthy, that contains just pure, natural, organic, simple ingredients, and you don't have to be a chemistry major to decode the chemicals listed in the ingredients, then this is a good food bar to go with. Now, we're going to review a lot of food bars on this show because there are many on the market, and a lot of them are just junk. And one thing I want to mention to you right now is that when you're shopping for food bars in a grocery store or a health food store, watch out for the word energy. A lot of bars are positioned as, quote, energy bars. In the health industry, do you know what the word energy means? It means sugar. That's it. When they say it's an energy bar, what they mean is that it's made with refined sugars, usually corn syrup or high fructose corn syrup, both of which are, in my opinion, slow-acting dietary poison that promote diabetes, that promote nutritional deficiencies, that promote obesity and osteoporosis and even depression. They are dangerous ingredients that I think should never be used in foods, not for humans, not for animals, certainly not for children. But you'll find that in a lot of bars that say they're, quote, energy bars. So watch out for the word energy. The other thing to watch out for is the word sugar-free or even low-carb. You know why? Because on many of the so-called sugar-free bars or low-carb bars, you're going to find they contain artificial synthetic chemical sweeteners. Yeah, chemical sweeteners like aspartame or saccharin or the big favorite now, sucralose, which is claimed to be made from sugar but actually contains a chlorine atom. Yeah, the same type of molecule that they use to disinfect the pool in your backyard. Chlorine, the same molecule they drip into the water supply to kill anything that might be living in the water. Chlorine. There's a chlorine atom on sucralose. So you got to watch out for that. So those are two tips right there. Watch out for the word energy on food bars and watch out for the word low carb or low sugar. You have to really read the ingredients and find out what's really in them. Because if you're not reading the ingredients, then you're trusting the front label of that food bar, and the label is usually a place where the food companies deceive consumers. They're not telling you the truth on the label unless you get to the ingredients. And even there, they try to play games and hide things from you, and we'll talk about that even more in this segment, how they distort their ingredients and deceive consumers. We'll be right back with that message, and we're also going to review some more products right here on the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more information and more product reviews. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, Mike Adams, the editor of naturalnews.com, where you'll find over 24,000 free articles about natural health, nutrition, disease prevention, how to reverse diabetes, the dangers of pharmaceuticals, health freedom, vaccination, and many other topics that might interest you. So check it out online at naturalnews.com. We are reviewing products today, natural health products, food bars in particular. And in the previous segment, we talked about the Bear Fruit Bar and the unique technology that makes them able to manufacture those bars without chemical additives. Now, in this segment, I'm going to tell you about another company that you've probably never heard of. It's called Everything Raw, and that's everythingraw.com. Now, this company is actually pretty well known in the raw foods industry, and that's a segment that you may not be familiar with, but there's a specialty segment of the health industry that's all focused on raw foods. And by that, I mean living foods. So foods that haven't been overly processed or cooked or heated above a certain temperature, usually 110, 115 degrees. And the reason they do this, and we're going to do an entire show on this topic later, is because raw foods have more nutritional value than cooked foods in almost every case. So if you take green leafy vegetables, for example, and you cook them, then you destroy about half of the nutritional content. For some nutrients, you destroy 80 or 90% of those nutrients. And many of those nutrients are the very medicines that help those plants prevent heart disease and prevent cancer and protect your eyes, for example, and protect your cardiovascular system from heart disease. So those are the nutrients that you want. And when you cook a lot of these foods, you destroy those nutrients. So there's a lot of people now who are pursuing what's called a raw foods diet or a living foods diet. I call it just a living plant-based diet. And I pursue it to a very great degree. I don't eat everything raw for sure. And I don't eat raw meat, by the way, in case you're curious about that. Although I have been known to blend up some raw eggs from time to time in my own smoothies because I don't like to cook egg yolks. I think they're healthier raw. Anyway, let's get back to this company, everythingraw.com. Now, they have some food bars that are really fantastic, and I want to read you the ingredients of this food bar called Raw Decadence. It's an organic dark chocolate flavored bar. You might wonder why it's called flavored. Well, let me read you the ingredients and it'll all make sense. The ingredients are very simple. Organic dates, organic agave syrup, that's the sweetener. It's a very low glycemic sweetener. Organic raw cacao nibs, that's the natural chocolate, unprocessed. Organic raw cacao powder, organic raw pistachios, organic pecans, organic raw cashews, organic vanilla beans, that sounds good. Organic coconut oil, there's the wonderful fat that's in the bar, and organic cinnamon. And that's it. Now, what would a cheap chocolate bar look like? It would be, instead of organic coconut oil, which is an expensive form of plant-based fats that are very, very healthy for you, a cheap bar would use milk fat. They would use dairy fats, or they might even use hydrogenated soybean oil. They would use a cheap plant-based fat. And instead of using organic raw cacao nibs, which is the actual pieces of cacao that are not processed and not cooked, instead of using that, a cheap bar would just use chocolate flavoring or chocolate extract. They would use a sweetened form of chocolate that has all the bitter alkaloids removed. You see, it's the bitter alkaloids, and alkaloids is just a fancy name for a certain class of plant-based medicines found in the chocolate plant. Alkaloids are responsible for many of the health benefits of eating chocolate. You've seen a lot of the research out there. I presume you've seen it. You know where they're talking about chocolate's good for your heart, chocolate's good for your liver. It actually protects the liver, helps to detoxify your liver. Chocolate may even help prevent cancer. There are many, many natural medicines found in chocolate. Chocolate even enhances your mood. It makes you feel good. And that's why we love chocolate so much, because it actually alters our mood. It makes us feel better. And in fact, chocolate was, for many, many years, in previous civilizations, the Incan civilization, the Mayan, and pre-Incan South American civilizations, chocolate was considered the food of the gods. Food of the gods. In fact, the name for the phytonutrient, the so-called active chemical constituent in chocolate, is theobromine. And theo is spelled T-H-E-O, and it's the same Latin root for the word theology, which means, of course, the study of religion or the study of God. And thus, theobromine means the bromine of the gods, or the chemical of the gods found in the chocolate plant. And that's an interesting bit of history about how chocolate has long since been considered food of the gods, and I think many people alive today would agree. It is the food of the gods. When you get good chocolate, you feel like you're in heaven, right? Can't argue with that. Well, this company, EverythingRaw.com, has some great chocolate bars, really some of the best that I've tasted. And the one I love the most that they have is called Yoga Bar. It's a weird name. I agree, it doesn't make you do yoga any better. There's nothing yoga about it. It's just called Yoga Bar for some reason that I can't explain. But the owner, Paul, may have a better explanation for you. Maybe we'll have him on the show someday to answer that question. Anyway, it's a white chocolate bar, and it's made with cacao fat or cacao oil. So it's a natural fatty acid from the cacao plant, and it tastes unbelievable. You've never had a white chocolate bar like that, and of course it's all organic. There are no chemical additives in it whatsoever. It's all organic, it's all natural, it's all sourced from plants, and the health benefits are just outrageous on that bar. So check them out at everythingraw.com. And remember too, by the way, I don't have any financial ties with these companies. This is not a paid infomercial. They haven't paid me to talk about their product. This is just what I do. I go around and I find really great products. I go to the trade shows. I interview these people. I've done hundreds of interviews with the top health companies in the industry. I've reviewed hundreds of different products over the last 4 or 5 years now. And occasionally I will bring you a product on this show that I'm not too thrilled about. And in fact, we may do that here in the next segment. I'm going to talk to you about a product that I think is just hype. Yep, I'm going to do that. I'm holding a bottle of this hypish product in my hand right now. We're going to do that in the next segment. But for the most part, I want to bring you products that I like to recommend, because I'd rather let you know what I think you should pursue, what products that would be good to have in your life and in your diet, rather than focusing on products that are bad. But occasionally, I will review a, quote, bad product, because I want to warn you about those products. And I don't want you to waste your money on a bunch of hype. And there's a lot of hype in this industry. There are a lot of companies claiming to have health benefits in their products, and they don't even have enough ingredient in the product to create any kind of health benefit. So there are all kinds of things like that that you want to avoid. Now, stay with me. We're going to be right back after this break. And I'm going to talk about a product that I think you should avoid. And I'll tell you why. You are listening to the Health Ranger Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with more great information and product reviews. Welcome back to the Health Ranger Show. I'm your host, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com, one of the most popular natural health websites in the world. Be sure to check it out. It's all free. Now in this segment, oh, by the way, this is Product Review Friday. I hope you're enjoying it. This is where I bring you products that I recommend and products that I don't recommend, and I tell you why in each case. And in this segment, I'm going to talk to you about a product that I don't recommend, a product that I think you should avoid, a product that, in my opinion, is based on a lot of hype, and it's called Vitamin Water. Ooh, you've probably seen this. You can buy this product at Target and Walmart and grocery stores, and it's very popular, actually. It's called Vitamin Water, and I'm holding in my hands a 20-ounce bottle of Vitamin Water, and here's what it's called. It is the Acai Blueberry Pomegranate Triple Antioxidants Vitamin Water, and it's made by the Vitamin Water Company, which is www.vitaminwater.com. Now, remember, I don't recommend this product, and here's why. First of all, I haven't even opened the bottle yet, and I'm looking at it, and I can see right through it. which tells me one thing. It tells me it's mostly water. If it were really blueberry juice, I wouldn't be able to see through it because blueberry juice is very, very dark. I know that because I make my own blueberry juice on a regular basis using my Vitamix blender. I also know it must not have very much acai, and that's spelled A-C-A-I. It's a small, rich berry from South America that grows in the jungles of Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, especially in Brazil. And it also, this vitamin water product also claims to have pomegranate. Well, how much pomegranate? Not much, because again, it looks mostly like water. And I've made pomegranate juice, and it's very rich. The real juice, you can't see through it. So now what I'm going to do, I'm going to open up this bottle and taste it, because the tongue is a very precise chemical sensor. The tongue will tell you what's in the drink. And because I'm so familiar with all of these fruits, and I've eaten all these fruits in their natural state, and I know what fruits should taste like, and I know what the juices of those fruits should taste like, I also know what the extracts should taste like. So when I open this, should be able to tell you if this is real or not, regardless of what's on the label. So here we go. I'm going to open this bottle. Here we go. A little bit of a slight fizz, but it's not carbonated. All right, I'm taking a drink. Yeah, that's really watery. All right, let me tell you what I'm tasting. I'm tasting water, sweetener, and citric acid. Now, let's take a look at the ingredients list, and let's see what's in the ingredients. Here we go. Ingredients are vapor distilled, deionized, and or reverse osmosis water, which is just a fancy way of saying water. Second, crystalline fructose. Aha, there's the sweetener. Fructose, just like sugar, but slightly more natural and a lower glycemic index than sugar, which is a good thing. So I'm glad they don't use just sucrose or table sugar in here. Third ingredient, citric acid. It's exactly what I'm tasting. And if you gave me this stuff without a label and had me taste test it, I could tell you the same thing. It's water, sweetener, either fructose or sucrose, and citric acid. That's what is probably, in my opinion, more than 99% of what's in this bottle. So it's called vitamin water, but it's really, in my opinion, sugar water. Mostly sugar water. The first two ingredients are, in fact, sugar and water. So, therefore, it's sugar water. Now, what comes after that? What's after the citric acid? By the way, the citric acid gives it a tart taste. It makes it taste like it's from a fruit. So if you're eating a strawberry or a lemon or a lime or an orange, you're getting some citric acid in that taste. And beverage companies love to use citric acid because it mimics the taste sensation of fruits, but it's a whole lot cheaper than actually using real food. So that's why you find it in these kinds of products. All right, what's after the citric acid? Vegetable juice, and that's for color. It's probably beet juice, because this looks slightly red, not very red, just slightly red. I can still see through it because it's very watery, but there's probably a little bit of beet juice in here. Very small amount, because a little beet juice goes a long way when you're coloring water. Next, after the vegetable juice is ascorbic acid, which is also the chemical name of vitamin C. And vitamin C also has a tart taste. So that's part of the taste sensation that they're using in this product. Notice that it's not natural vitamin C from Camu Camu berries, for example, which are another exotic superfruit from South America. It's not vitamin C from lemons and limes. It's vitamin C from ascorbic acid, which is the manufactured processed form of an isolated vitamin C chemical. And that's what they're using. Now, do you find this interesting? That this product is the label is vitamin water, acai, blueberry, pomegranate, and here we are, we're more than halfway through the ingredients list and we haven't even hit any actual fruits. I mean, we have water, we have fructose, citric acid, vegetable juice, and ascorbic acid, and we haven't even hit anything that's from an actual berry or an actual fruit yet, have we? The next ingredient is natural flavor. So instead of actually using berries at this point, they've decided to use natural flavor. Because why? Well, they have to give you the sensation that you're drinking some kind of fruit juice in this water, even though there's in my opinion, hardly any fruit juice in it. Finally, after the natural flavor, we get to an ingredient that's called berry and fruit extracts. It's not actually the berries themselves or the fruits themselves. It's extracts of those berries and fruits. How much? We don't know. Doesn't say. But it just says that they're extracts of acai, blueberry, pomegranate, and apple. It's the first time we see apple because it doesn't look that impressive to put apple on the label. Who would buy vitamin water apple? It says apple is cheap and boring and it's not exotic sounding like acai and blueberry and pomegranate. And finally, we have some other chemical ingredients: calcium lactate, monopotassium phosphate, niacin, pantothenic acid, pyridoxine hydrochloride, and cyanocobalamin. Ooh, sounds delicious, doesn't it? All those chemicals really here in vitamin water? Well, turns out those are the vitamins. Yep, those are the vitamins. Those were vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12, all in their synthetic, non-natural forms. By non-natural, I mean not from a natural source, not from foods, not from berries. This is, in my opinion, this is a beverage that is attempting to mimic an actual fruit drink, but is failing terribly at doing so. It is, in my opinion, overpriced, overhyped water. Water in a plastic bottle with flavors and colors to fool your senses and make you think you're drinking something that's actually not in there. And it uses clever marketing, clever label that highlights acai, blueberry, and pomegranate, while in reality, there's hardly any of that in here. Hardly any. I'm guessing, but probably less than 2% of this beverage is actual, probably less than 1% actually, is actual fruit. So there you go. There's a product that, in my opinion, you should avoid. And I hope you also know that on this show, I will always give you the straight truth as I see it. I won't hold back. If I see a product that I like, I will mention that to you. I'll publicize it on the show, and I'll tell you why I like it, and I'll mention where you can find it. And if I see a product that I think is hype, I'll mention that too, and I'll tell you why I think it's hype. Now, I'm not out to just say nasty things about companies for no reason. I have reasons, and I just went through them. The reasons are listed right on the ingredients label, but those are the ingredients that most people don't really read, and many can't understand, or they don't bother to decode. So part of my job is to decode the ingredients and tell you what's really in these products so you know where to spend your money if you really want health benefits. In my opinion, vitamin water is nutritionally just about worthless. I would avoid it at all costs. Now, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about a good product that I recommend, something you'll definitely want to know about. Stay with us. You're listening to the Health Ranger Show. We'll be right back after this break with a new product recommendation of a fantastic food bar that I think you should know about. Welcome back. This is the Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, and this is Product Review Friday. Aren't you glad it's Friday? It's about time, huh? It's been an interesting week, and today we are reviewing products that I both recommend and some that I don't recommend. And in the last segment, we talked about one product I do not recommend called vitamin water, which, in my opinion, is a complete waste of your money if you're looking for anything with actual nutrition in it. You might as well just go buy bottled water and just call it water, because that's all it mostly is. And during the break, I was thinking, you know, I think if you actually ate one blueberry and one acai berry and one pomegranate seed, you would have more nutrition than what's in an entire bottle of vitamin water claiming to be acai, blueberry, pomegranate. Now, I don't know if that's a precise statement based on a lab analysis. I'd be interesting to see that, but that's just my guess based on the ingredients list and the taste of this product. I don't think there's much of any fruit in there. You'd be better off, in my opinion, eating just a couple of blueberries and drinking some water, and you can make your own vitamin water, and it's actually healthier for you, and it probably tastes better, and it doesn't have fructose in it, and it doesn't have citric acid. And besides, do we really need more acid in our diets? I mean, seriously, here we have two acidic diets right now, and we need more alkaline foods in our diets. You've heard about the importance of pH balance, right? We need more alkaline foods. That's green leafy vegetables, non-acidic beverages, less sugar, for example, less processed wheat, less caffeine, and so on. When we're more alkaline, our immune systems work better. So we need to get away from citric acid in our beverages. We don't need to be drinking acid. And on that point, of course, we don't need to be drinking either phosphoric acid, which is the main acid ingredient found in soft drinks, sodas. Yep, that stuff in the can has so much acid in it that I'm surprised it doesn't eat its way out of the can. Phosphoric acid? I'll wait till you hear the truth about that in a future show. We're going to talk about sodas and how they cause osteoporosis and how they corrode your jawline and eat away your teeth and actually destroy bones and cause osteoporosis in young males, not just females, but males too. We'll talk about all of that in an upcoming show. But for this segment, as I promised, you hear that crinkling? Ooh, yeah, this is another food bar that I can't wait to tell you about. This is a food bar. Let me give you a little preview here. This is a 5-star food bar, in my opinion. It gets my highest rating. In fact, my company, naturalnews.com, has given this company that I'm about to tell you about an award. For the award is the Best Raw Food Bar Award, Editor's Choice. And I don't give that away lightly, believe me. A company has to earn it. Well, what company is this? It's called the Organic Food Bar Company. Very simple name, very simple ingredients, outstanding product. Now, I interviewed the founder and president of this company, and you're going to hear that interview, by the way, in another show here. His name is Jack Singh, S-I-N-G-H, and he's a naturopath, and he created these bars because he wanted to be able to give his clients, his family, his friends, his children healthy food that was also convenient and portable, because sometimes you're traveling and you want really healthy food, right? But it also has to taste good, and it has to be made with pure organic ingredients. So he founded this company called the Organic Food Bar, and you can find them online at organicfoodbar.com. But by the way, I talked to him and I said, you know what, our listeners need a special offer. If they're going to go buy your food bar, I think they should get a discount just for being our listeners and our readers over on naturalnews.com. And I negotiated with this company for a discount on your behalf, for you. And I earn nothing on this, and I haven't been paid to do this. It's the best price you can find on these bars, and it includes free shipping anywhere in the United States. You can find that discount because there's a special code for that discount, and they haven't sent it to me yet, but when they do, I'm going to post it up on naturalnews.com. So go to naturalnews.com, search for Organic Food Bar, and look for the coupon code, and you'll find a special coupon code and a special link where you can order these bars at the best price anywhere. It's the lowest price you'll find in retail anywhere. You won't find a better price. They assured me of that, and you'll get free delivery. Now, what's so great about these food bars? Oh, and by the way, remember, I don't earn any money on this, so I don't have any financial involvement. I have to keep repeating that because people always assume it. You know, there are so few actual honest people in this industry that people always assume you're on the take. So I have to keep reminding people that I'm not. All right, let's look at the ingredients. Organic almond butter. That's basically organic ground up almonds. Very delicious, highly nutritious, and also, by the way, they have an anti-cancer effect. Raw organic almonds are anti-cancer. They also help prevent heart disease. They protect the nervous system, and they have many other benefits. Organic dates, organic agave nectar, that's the sweetener, organic brown rice protein. This sounds good already. By the way, I'm reading the ingredients from one of their flavors called Active Greens. And they have many different flavors. They even have a high protein bar made with a brown rice protein powder that I really like. That's my favorite bar of theirs. But let me continue with the ingredients on this Active Greens bar. Here we go. Organic biodynamic raisins. Organic biosprouts. That means sprouted flax. All right, sprouted flax is way better than non-sprouted flax because once it's sprouted, it activates the enzymes and the flax seed actually begins to synthesize its own vitamins. And when you sprout the flax and then you eat it raw, you get huge nutritional benefits. The nutritional density is just off the charts versus dead, dormant flax seeds. And most everybody out there that's making cereal and products with omega-3 in them, they're using dead or dormant flax seeds. And that doesn't give you near the benefits of this sprouted flax. So that's one good reason why this product is so powerful. And the omega-3s really prevent disease. They prevent heart disease. They prevent depression. They even help stabilize blood sugar and prevent diabetes. I mean, this is real nutrition in this bar. That's why I get so excited when I see products like this in the marketplace. All right, next, we have organic biosprouted quinoa. Quinoa is a South American grain, and it's a wonderful grain that is, in fact, a complete form of protein. It has all 8 essential amino acids, in other words, so it's not an imbalanced protein like you might get from beans and rice, for example. It's a complete protein. It's naturally high in fiber. It's naturally high in magnesium. This was a food consumed for thousands of years by the South Americans before the conquistadors came over and outlawed the growing of spirulina, but that's a different story. All right, next we have the greens. We have organic wheatgrass juice powder, barley grass juice powder. All these are organic, by the way. Sesame seeds, spirulina, and then blueberry, raspberry, broccoli sprouts, beet juice, carrot juice. These are all organic ingredients, and these are loaded with natural plant-based medicines. I mean, there are literally, in this one wrapper, in this bar, there are literally thousands of phytonutrients, or what we call plant-based nutrients. And modern science hasn't even begun to catalog all of the nutritional benefits of these thousands of different phytonutrients. They haven't even begun. I mean, the technology in this bar, the technology that's synthesized by Mother Nature and grown naturally by the plants and then harvested and put together by this company into this one bar, that technology exceeds all the medical technology known by man. Far exceeds it, because nature's wisdom greatly exceeds man's wisdom. Man has just barely begun to understand biology and physiology, and it can't even grasp concepts like holistic healing, holistic health, mind-body interactions, and so on. I mean, in fact, modern medical science is so far behind the times that it doesn't even understand the difference between dead foods and living foods. It thinks they're exactly the same. It's an absurd idea, but all the nutrition books out there that are conventional don't even distinguish between living and dead. It's absurd. But, of course, we know living foods have far more nutritional energy and potency, and they deliver far more disease-fighting nutrients, and that's what's in this bar. This is all in one bar called the Organic Food Bar. And, again, you can learn about them online at organicfoodbar.com. You can also get a discount that we've negotiated on your behalf at naturalnews.com. So check that out. Take part of that. There are bars they have for kids. There are different flavors they have. They have a blueberry flavor. They have a protein bar. They have many different bars. I recommend this company openly without any compensation whatsoever. I love what this company is doing, and I recommend them strongly to anyone who wants to be healthy. And by the way, these taste really great. In fact, I'm going to have one here in a minute because we are out of time. So I hope you've enjoyed this show. It has been Product Review Friday. Every Friday, we're going to do this for you. And you have been listening to The Health Ranger Show with your host, Mike Adams, The Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back on Monday with another great show. So I'll talk to you then.